Michael Trakos is the national hockey writer for Post Media News, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us. Belated Happy New Year. This is the last day I'm going to say belated Happy New Year to anybody. And a point of fact, when Ray Ratto comes on, I'm not going to wish him a Happy New Year, just as a point of just as a point of emphasis. But this team, top to bottom, might be one of the deeper junior teams we've sent out, aren't they?
Yeah, Jeff, Happy New Year to you as well. And you're probably right. This team doesn't have that quote-unquote superstar prospect like we've seen with Connor McDavid or even like Mitch Marner or Dylan Strome at the time. It's very much a team where you're looking at a lot of guys who are drafted in the second round or even below that. I think they have one guy drafted in the top 10, and that's it. But because of that, they do have a lot of depth. Pretty much a team of second line players who are all chipping in on any given night, like you said, whether it's a fourth line or a third line or a second line, they're capable of scoring. And you know, maybe that's a good thing for this Canada team. Maybe sometimes in the past, they've been too reliant upon one guy to kind of carry the load. And if he's not going, then Canada's in a bit of trouble. Whereas this year, I think everyone kind of feels entitled to the fact that, okay, well, there is no McDavid that's going to be scoring that night, so it better be our line or we're going to be in trouble. And because of that, they've had some success. And, you know, I say that also while also guarding against the fact that this team really hasn't been challenged. I think I wrote the other day that their toughest challenge so far has been playing in the snow. Mm-hmm. They've faced some really bad teams or weak teams, whether it's Switzerland or Slovakia or Denmark. So I don't know quite how good they are because they haven't faced the Swedes. They got lucky and didn't have to play Russia. And like I said, when they played the U.S., it was basically in a blizzard where the puck was hopping around and you couldn't really get a feel for how good they are. But yeah, it looks like this is going to be the easiest path that they're going to have going into the final because they're playing the Czech Republic today. And as surprising as the Czechs have been, still the Czech Republic, and this is still Canada. And I think everyone going into their betting modes today would think it's going to be a lopsided win for Canada. And if it's not, then we've got something probably to talk about.
I mean, the TV ratings for this tournament have been outrageously good, as they usually are. But is there any way, though, you think this tournament needs a rethink? You know, I'm looking at those empty seats in Buffalo. Look, I understand the weather's been crappy. I understand there have been accidents, all that stuff. Quite frankly, I'm surprised they got as many people as they did for the outdoor game. But is this a tournament that needs a rethink in any way? And you know, this may be an unfair question, Michael. I don't. How do you rethink a World Junior tournament? I mean, the only thing I see developing out of here, and I've said I'm a fan of this, is turning the Olympic competition into kind of an under 23, almost like a glorified junior tournament. And on the year where you're having holding an Olympic Games, it becomes the de facto World Junior tournament. Like, I don't know if that would ever happen, but I'm just wondering what you think about it. I mean, you know, quality of hockey to me has not been that good this year. It's been amongst the worst I've seen, as a matter of fact, in the junior tournament.
Yeah, and that being said, like a couple of these guys, talking to Sean Burke, the Canada's Olympic team GM yesterday, a couple of these guys are going to end up, maybe two, maybe three guys are going to end up on that Olympic team. And Victor Mete is probably the easiest one to pick because he's played in the NHL, and no one on that Olympic team is going to have NHL or recent NHL experience. But even guys like Jordan Kyrou, maybe a Sam Steele or a Dylan Dubé, who's the captain of the team, and they might end up on that Olympic team as well, just because young legs are speedy, they got a lot of skill, and they've shown well in this tournament. But as to how to fix this tournament, yeah, I got a lot of ideas how to fix it, and it needs fixing, let's be honest. The first problem is just oversaturation. This is the third time in the last 4 years that you're basically asking the same fan base to buy tickets for a junior event that you're charging NHL prices for. So last year you had it in Toronto and Montreal. A couple years before that you had it in Toronto and Montreal, and now you've got it in Buffalo. That's basically the same Toronto GTA crowd that you're asking to buy tickets for. Like I said, an event where the other night, you're charging $50 for the upper bowl, where you can go to a Sabres game and get that same seat for $25. So that's a big problem. Having it in NHL arenas is another big problem. I think unless you've got a McDavid and an Eichel there, unless you've got some juice to the tournament, which is really out of your control, it's really hard to ask hockey fans to spend a lot of money on, like I said, it's a junior event. At the end of the day, I don't care what TSN and how other people want to pump up this tournament, it's still basically a junior tournament that, because there's no hockey during the holiday season, they're really pumping up to be this be-all, end-all, which really a lot of years it's not, and this year it's definitely not. You say the hockey hasn't been good. I agree with you. It's just been like going to a Mississauga Steelheads hockey game. So what you need to do is you got to bring it back to Junior Barnes. You've got to go out to the Saskatoons. You got to go out east to either Halifax or St. John's. You've got to go to places where there is an NHL hockey and really reward the junior hockey fan with an experience that they probably deserve to see. I think that's a big thing. But also, take it back to Europe. Like, I was in Helsinki a couple years ago, and the crowds there were fantastic. The European crowds really, European hockey fans really love this event. I think they might even love it more than Canadians do. And I know I might get booted out of Canada after saying that, but it's true. Like, you go, you talk to some Swedes, you talk to Russians, and they do hold a lot of, they put this tournament right up there with the World Championships. So I would put it back in Europe a lot of times. And like I said, just take it out of cities where there is an NHL product. And if you're a Buffalo Sabres fan, you might not be as inclined to watch a World Junior tournament.
Who's impressed you in this tournament, maybe for Team Canada, in terms of surprising you more than you thought you'd be surprised, or impressing you more than you thought you'd be impressed? Is there a particular player you look at and you go, this guy's just, I didn't expect this?
Everyone. Like, okay. Going into this tournament, it's a no-name bunch, let's right. be honest. I don't think most hockey fans know who Brett Howden is, or unless he's a prospect for your team. But you know, the one guy that I think you could point to and say, okay, this guy might be someone to watch in a couple of years. This could be another Braden Point coming out of this tournament, is a guy like Jordan Kyrou. Big-time scorer in the OHL. Like I said, he's maybe have played himself onto the Olympic team, but he scored a goal against Slovakia the other day where he completely turned a defenseman inside out. And with his speed and the skill set, you're going, geez, this guy is tailor-made for the NHL right now. When you look at guys like Marner, Goudreau, a guy like Braden Point, and there's a lot of guys that look like Jordan Kyrou, and I think the St. Louis Blues definitely have something here. The other guys that really have impressed me is Cale Makar, who was a fourth overall pick of the Colorado Avalanche this year. He's Canada's really big-time draft pick at this tournament. He's basically playing seventh defenseman minutes, and like I said, he's a tiny guy, but he plays the game similar to Erik Karlsson, loves to join the rush. Even in limited minutes, he's leading this team. And I think he's leading all defensemen at the tournament and with goals right now. So those two guys are probably players that in a couple of years we're going to say, oh yeah, well, I saw them back when they were juniors. So keep an eye on those guys.
All right, what today's game, the game against the Czech Republic, what will be an early sign to you? I'm going to ask you two questions. What will be an early sign to you that this sucker is going to be a rout? And what will be an early sign for you that this game may be a lot closer than we think it's going to be? What should Canadian fans be looking for?
Well, they got to get to the goaltender. This Joseph Correa, I think he's undrafted. He completely spit on his head against the Finns and was a huge reason why that game ended up the way it did. So they can get some pucks past him early on. I think Canada will be really feeling great about itself. They get into penalty trouble. The Czechs have a lot of really young, talented guys. They have a player in Filip Zadina who's going to be a top three or top five pick in this year's draft. If he gets on the power play, he can definitely do damage. I think he's got something like 5 goals already in the tournament. So Anna's got to stay out of the box. They got to get some quick goals early to kind of feel good about themselves. And if they kind of do that, then yeah, the route should be on.